This is episode 2344 of your daily guided meditation. Welcome back to day four of our series. This is a week where you are embracing confidence. That is our theme for the entire week. In every episode this week, you discover a meditation technique that's going to benefit you in some way to help boost your confidence. And a lot of confidence has to do with simply awareness, allowing yourself to slow down and connect to that best part of who you are. In today's episode, you're going to be guided using a mudra meditation technique. Now, you can still do the meditation without holding your hand in a position of a mudra, but I challenge you to try a mudra. Mudras are a fun way to experience a beautiful, rich tradition of meditation. Mudras have been around for over 5,000 years, so many people claim that initially they weren't so sure about mudras, but after they did them, they were hooked. So you could think of a mudra as yoga in your hands, as it's often referred to. There are a lot of nerve endings on your fingertips and in your hands. And so when you stimulate these nerve endings in a particular way, it's considered to work like acupressure, where your brain is stimulated in a corresponding way. So the mudra that you can try today is the Vajrapadama mudra. This is a mudra that is a simple mudra to do. If you want to take a look at the mudra, you can go over to my Sip and Om Instagram page, and there I share the week's mudra. You can also find the mudra on the slowdown guide on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for a week free. So if you go, you will see the mudra on the slowdown guide. And you also receive access to 7 30-minute guided meditations. That's an entire week's series. You also get a journal that goes along with this series with a daily reflection question. Again, it's yours for an entire week free. And I'm actually getting ready to launch very soon the completely revised app. I've been working on this, and I'm excited to share more details with you coming up. So, I'll guide you through the Vajrapadama mudra. This is a mudra that helps to connect you to something bigger than yourself. We often think of confidence as being about ourselves, how we feel. But a great aspect of confidence is feeling as though you're showing up as your best, not only to feel better yourself, but to share the best of yourself with the world. So you make the world a better place the more confident you are. To do this mudra, you will hold your hands at your chest, intertwining your fingers, and your thumbs will remain upward. So your thumbs are pointing upward and your fingers are intertwined with your palms facing your chest. You can hold the mudra here at your chest or place it in your lap. And as you hold this mudra, you may find that you have done this mudra before intuitively. Often it's when you might be discussing something with excitement. It's often done when you're projecting something about the future and there's a sense of thrill and excitement. So think about this mudra as you hold it, the times when you might have intuitively held it in the past. I want to share with you a few ways for you to know if you are beginning to feel truly confident. And I shared a few ways with you in yesterday's episode. This is from an article from Forbes.com by Travis Bradbury, 12 Things Truly Confident People Do Differently. So we discovered that they get their happiness from within. They don't pass judgment. The third thing they do is they don't say yes unless they really want to. There was a research conducted at the University of California in San Francisco that showed that the more difficulty that you have saying no, the more likely you are to experience stress, burnout, and even depression. Confident people know that saying no is healthy, and they have the self-esteem to make their no's very clear. So when it's time to say no, confident people avoid phrases like, "I don't think I can," or "I'm not certain." They say no with confidence because they know that saying no to a new commitment honors their existing commitments and gives them the opportunity to successfully fulfill them. So pay close attention to what you're saying yes to and feel confident saying no to honor yourself. The next thing confident people do is they listen more than they speak. People with confidence listen more than they speak because they don't feel like they have to prove anything. They know that by actively listening and paying attention to others, they're much more likely to learn and grow. So they don't feel like interactions are opportunities to prove themselves. They focus on the interaction itself because they know that this is far more enjoyable to relate to someone in this way. So now I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you sit up straight, you may be holding your hands in the mudra that I guided you through, connecting you to something bigger than yourself. Confident people like to feel as though their interactions are not only about themselves, but also about the other people and the world around them. Begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Notice where you hold tension today and gently begin to release it. As you inhale through your nose and think about your focus as you become confident. What is your focus for this week? What area of your life are you trying to improve to become more confident? Now think about your confidence goals and how you can make it about improving the world in some way. Why are you wanting to improve confidence in a specific area of your life? yourself to sit in stillness, focusing on connecting to the world in a bigger way with your unique gifts, with your talents. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, ending your meditation at that point where you could go a little longer. Always end it on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.